When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
That intro is perfectly timed to take a big, hard, long slug of coffee just before I start talking. Hey, it's me, Jersey. It's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show that I record not so daily, where I share a few thoughts from the mind of this particular cartoonist, me. So, been testing out some different streaming applications. Those of you who follow me on the Twitters have no doubt seen me talking about it. And I just wanted to share a quick review based on, I took this whole week to do some serious testing to see which one I wanted to go with, because starting in January, I plan on putting a lot more time into my personal comics projects. And I actually wanted to stream part of my workday here and there. You know, not every day, but, you know, a couple times a week, hopefully. And I'm trying to stream from my iPhone 4. Now, I bought the iPhone 4. Let me back up and say this. I am not wealthy. I don't have a lot of discretionary income. So when I buy electronics, I have to justify the purchase by, you know, very rigorously. I have to come up with a lot of reasons why I need this thing. And I didn't make the purchase of the iPhone 4 lightly. I justified the purchase primarily with the fact that it was going to allow me to do streaming video as well as record podcasts on the go. It promised to be this mobile recording studio in my pocket that also served as a phone and a sort of a pocket computer, right? So that's how I justified it. And as you'll come to hear as I talk about this review of these apps, I'm a little frustrated right now by the fact that I dumped all this money into this device and it's not the perfect streaming solution. Longtime listeners of Art and Story, longtime followers of mine on Twitter will no doubt have heard me complaining in the past about trying to find a good streaming camera to stream from my art desk to my computer and then to the internet. And I've yet to find something that was affordable and offered all the things that I wanted. I want primarily good video quality because if I'm going to be streaming my comics work, like actually working on my comics pages, I ink with the Croquill and I pencil in on Photo Blue. Those are difficult things to pick up on a low-res recording. And, you know, 320 by 240 video resolution doesn't do a terribly awesome job of picking that up. But actually, a lot of these streaming apps don't even do 320 by 240. It's like 176 by something or other. So unless you're drawing something really big with markers or with a brush pen, it's really hard to see what the heck I'm doing. So anyway, time to go into review time. There's the rationale and the thinking process that I was approaching as using all these apps. And I guess I should also throw in the disclaimer that all of these apps are free. The services that I'm using are free. I can't complain too bitterly about it. Although the fact that some of these are free does lead to other problems beyond the fact of video quality. So, okay. So let's start from the top. One of the big ones that we all know, Ustream. Ustream has an iPhone app. I don't know if any of these have Android apps. I assume they do. I would assume so. I think some of them do. But the Ustream is great because of the fact that it has a lot of users, has a big pre-installed base of users, so you don't have to ask anybody to sign up to participate in the chat client while you're streaming your stuff. The website itself is very customizable, or pretty customizable. You can put your branding on it, which is nice. I mean, that's important to me. If I'm going to be telling people to go to a Ustream channel with my name on it, I want it to look like it's my branded with all of my, what's the word that Kevin likes to use better than branding? With my identity. There we go. The comics are great logo, the colors I use, etc. So it's good for that, and it's good for pre-installed audience base, but the quality of the stream, the video stream, is not that good. It's kind of low res. And what's more is they recently updated the app So that used to have video resolutions. It used to be 176 by whatever and 320 by 240. You could choose between those two resolutions to stream. And in order to stream 320 by 240, which I should say for those who don't know anything about video resolutions, that's standard, what used to be standard television resolutions before we made the big switch to HDTV. But anyway, it's serviceable for streaming drawings. But they switched it. They updated the app, and now it's just high quality and low quality. Or actually, I think it says like low and medium quality. I don't even think there's a high quality setting. So I don't even know what resolution it's streaming from the app exactly. I guess I could go to the website and find out. But in any case, it's a little on the fuzzy side. But it's stable. So it's got stability, it's got customizable website, and it's got a pre-installed base. The one reason I have been trying to avoid using Ustream is that they recently kicked off, not so recently, maybe 6 months ago, they kicked off my buddy Krishna Sadasmam of PCWeenies.com because somebody flagged his content as being offensive, and it was because he was doing some drawing tutorials, and I think there was a nude model, not a human being, but I think he was drawing a nude to demonstrate drawing anatomy, which... I personally don't find offensive, but somebody did, and without any recourse, Ustream just kicked him off, said, you're banned from our service now. And he tried to get back on, he tried to, file a claim with them, and apparently it fell on deaf ears. So for that reason alone, I was thinking, well, I don't really want to use somebody who, did that to a friend of mine, and what's more is who knows who's going to flag my content, and if I don't have any recourse, I'd hate to invest in this service only to get kicked off later on, okay? But there it is. So the app works smoothly. It's stable, lower quality video, but it does have some advantages. The next one is Justin TV. Now, of all the apps I tried, Justin TV had easily the best video quality. It looks terrific on screen. It's got to be at least 320 by 240 resolution, if not more. The video saved after the fact is very nice quality. I posted them on my blog. I posted these tests on my blog, by the way. It's comicsaregreat.com/blog. Justin TV has an even more customizable site. They have a lot. It's very intuitive control panel. It's really easy to put your identity all over your channel page. I found it to be a very nice interface, and I like the way the pages look a lot. And they do run ads. All of these services run ads over your videos, but the Justin TV ones tend to be a little bit, in my opinion, more on the tasteful side. It's not quite as loud and obnoxious. Now here comes the big but. The app is really buggy. The maximum amount of time I've been able to stream from it before it crashes is about 18-19 minutes. And if you're going to be doing a streaming show, gosh, if I'm going to be doing like illustrating a comics page, I'm going to want to stream longer than that. After talking with Renee Van Belsen, reneevanbelsen.wordpress.com or RV Belsen on the Twitters, he was running some tests and found that it is indeed the app's fault. I thought for a minute it might be because of my network, maybe because I have an older router and I'm not running like the latest specs on internet speeds or network speeds. But it turns out that it is indeed the app. Good video quality, but the app itself doesn't crash. It just loses the network connection and will just stop streaming. And then you have to restart the stream again, which can be very frustrating if you've got a big audience showing up and wanting to hang out with you. And then all of a sudden, boom, oh, now the stream's gone. I've got to wait for it to come back up. You don't want those kinds of hiccups. So, gosh, really strong pros for Justin TV. Really nice, customizable website interface. Good control panel. Allows uploading to YouTube, as does Ustream, and great video quality, but the app for the phone just is not stable yet for some reason. They just revved it today, and I was so excited about it, I ran a test, which again is on my blog, but it crashed after 19 minutes. You can't have that. The last one that I tested was Stickam, and stickam.com. I'll put these links in the show notes for the episode, by the way, all the things I'm talking about. And Stickam had pretty good video quality, great streaming quality, reported by the people who showed up to watch the stream. Not as many people that I knew had Stickam accounts, so I didn't get as good a turnout for the test. But the big downside for them is their website is ugly, in my opinion, and they put a lot of ads on the site. There are a ton of ads, and you'll want to run some kind of an ad blocker if you use that service, just for the sake of just keeping your sanity. They were putting ads over top of the video during my stream test, and I had to move the artwork on the screen so people could see what I was doing over top of the ad. That's kind of frustrating. I was digging around the control panel just trying to figure out how do I customize this thing and put my identity on this thing. And outside of putting a banner that said Jersey Drozd, I really couldn't find any more robust customization than that. So that's kind of a downer. So they're kind of low on my list, even though they have good video quality. I'd say that for me, I'm torn between Justin TV and Ustream, just because I think it's my top two criteria for evaluating these streaming services is how much branding can I put on, or how much identity. Gotta get in the habit of using that word. How much identity can I put on the web page itself? How much can I make this look like it's a custom page? And how good is the video quality? Video quality, I think, trumps everything. But man, I'm really torn because that Justin TV app just is so buggy and so crashy, and I don't know how quickly they're going to fix that. Somebody's going to say, well, what about Livestream? Lots of artists use Livestream. Well, all of these services I've mentioned, including Livestream, are... you can use them as desktop applications or web applications to stream from your desktop computer or laptop, for that matter. And that's great, but Livestream does not make an app for the iPhone yet that allows broadcasting. They have a Livestream app that you can watch broadcasts with, but nothing that you can use the camera, the video camera on the phone to do any broadcasting with. As soon as they release it, I'll be first in line to test it because I want to compare all these different apps and find something that suits all of my needs. As it stands right now, it's like they're... you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that on every out of every app. I really don't have one that I can recommend strongly at this point. I've got three that I can recommend with a bunch of warnings and caveats. And I guess the simple answer would be to go out and get a dedicated camera to stream from my Mac, but. Like I said, you know, I allocated that funding to go towards the iPhone to solve that problem. I mean, I've recorded videos for Art and Story Supreme and to put on YouTube with the iPhone. The recent video that I posted on Art and Story Supreme from my classroom, that was shot with my iPhone. And I thought it looked great. The video quality when you record directly to the phone is terrific. But streaming is another problem altogether. And I'm guessing it has a lot to do with RAM. There's not a lot of RAM on these things. Not yet, and also, however elegantly the application is built. So it's a waiting game, wait and see. But I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you guys. For those of you who have iPhones or Android devices, you can check these things out. And if you have any different experiences using these, I would love to hear from you. I mean, the few people I've talked to about the Justin TV app have reported, yes, indeed, it is buggy. But I've been having a dickens of a time finding documentation online, people discussing the bugginess of this app outside of the Justin TV support forums. And all those posts were pretty old, like from earlier this year. So I don't have any updated information yet, but I'm going to do some digging and find out. So, okay, well, that's all I got for today. So who am I? I'm Jersey Drozd, jdrozd.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We really couldn't do it without you. And like I said, there's a new video that I posted last week. I did a little talk on visual rhythms with my students. I hope to do more of those next semester. When the next semester starts up, I'm going to be doing more videos of my classrooms because I wind up on my Tuesday class in particular. I have a lot of really great discussions with those kids, and I'd like to, if not record video, at least audio of some of those discussions to share with you guys, because a lot of good food for thought gets kicked around, and they're really, really bright students. Other than that, I don't think there's anything to make any noise about, except the holidays are coming. And, oh, yeah, this is a big one. How about this? Only a few days left. What is it, the 10th? 5 days left to get a copy of The Front Rebirth Pocket Edition, my graphic novel, 216 pages. I lowered the price to $6. which means I make about 71 cents per sale on the books. And the whole idea is not to make money, but to get the book in as many hands as possible. So if you already have it, or if you have no interest in getting it, or just don't want to pay the shipping on the book and enjoy reading it for free, you could give me a little pat in the back by telling a friend, posting on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Just let some people know that, hey, there's this great opportunity to get a great holiday gift for a young person in your life who loves comics. That'd be nice. But you don't have to. I'm not twisting anybody's arm here. Just do it if you think you like me or if I made you happy. How about that? Okay, I'm getting out of here because I'm getting punchy. It's been a long day of testing things and being frustrated. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
I had a really close call today, and it all started when I was so anxious to do something that I didn't stop to think of the danger and wouldn't listen to anyone who tried to warn me.
Well, we parents may not always be right, but we try, because we love our children and we try to do what's best for them. And I'll tell you a secret. We really hate to say no to something they really want. So when we do, we usually have a pretty good reason. Try to remember that next time your mother or father says no to you.